Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Rubicon Theater is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the first main stage performance of 2016. Extras, playing April 13th through May 1st in Ventura's downtown cultural district. In this hilarious comedy, a Hollywood film crew arrives in a small border town in California to shoot a movie, wreaking havoc on the fragile ecosystem. The Beecher Brothers play all the characters, starlet, director, and the locals on the set. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. I'm so excited to be here this weekend. We got lots of great things to do. And of course, we've got a full studio, and we've got Chad Atkinson here from founder
PawWorks.
PawWorks. And we've got that golf tournament coming up. We'll talk a little bit about that. And of course, I'm so excited. In our studio, we have got Dr. Adrienne Laura. And of course, it's all about Celebrating Women's Center. And thank you and so much. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you, Kim. I'm so happy to be back with you after so many years.
I know. You know, when you have like a connection with somebody and then you just kind of, it's about a full circle, right? We just kind of come around until it's the right timing. And so anyways, I'm so glad that we're connecting.
I'm really happy to be here.
And I'm so excited to share you with everyone out there. Again, if you are just tuning in, I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's beautiful on this Saturday, Kim.
There you go. Everything going good in your life?
All
that good stuff?
Things are great. Hockey is back.
Oh, yeah. You're in full swing. No pun intended, huh? I love it. All right. Well, we have a great show for you today. And, of course, I do want to remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. All of our guests are completely different on all of our shows. And, of course, we have another show from 2 to 3. So we would love for you to show up on all of them. And, again, I just want to thank all of our listeners out there. I get a chance to talk to all of you, and that's what makes it personable in our show. So I thank you so much for being here. Again, our first guest is going to be Dave Butcher, and we're going to be talking about Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off, and of course, that is this weekend, and I have some tickets to give away, and so I would love to share that with all of you. We've already been giving away stuff on Facebook, and so I definitely want you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We've got our newsletter that goes out every single week. That really tells all the things that are happening, all of our amazing advertisers, guests, sponsors, everybody that we're connected to. So we want to urge everyone, when you call in, ask to get on our newsletter. You'll love it. And it only goes, you know, we don't give out your list to anybody else. Again, there's also places there that you can win stuff there. I do want to give out our phone number. As always, unless this is your first time calling in, you should already have it written down. But it's 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and then one of our team members will get back with you. We've got so many great events happening, and we're so excited to be a part of them. If you have a business or you have an event that's happening, please give us a call. Let the Kim Pagano Show be a part of it to spread the word. I do want to remind you that Dr. Laura is here. I love that name, Dr. Adrienne Laura. She is an OBGYN specialist from Oxnard, and it's called All About Celebrating Women's Center. She is such a passionate person. I'm so excited. We're going to be talking with her in a little bit. But again, I do want to remind you that if you need somebody that you want to really just, I love what you're just so down. Yeah, hug, exactly. Just the person that, you know, this is such an intimate thing that you want to go to somebody that's really passionate about what they do.
I love what I do. And our philosophy at Celebrating Women's Center is that we enter a collaborative partnership. So I enter a collaborative partnership with my patients. Everything they have to say to me is important. I think women are very intuitive. Men are too, but I take care of women. And women are very, very intuitive. And when we enter a collaborative partnership, we share what you want for your healthcare needs.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. And you know, you want somebody in your corner.
Right.
I'm so glad you're in my corner.
Yeah, I love it.
So again, I want to give out that number right off the bat, and that is 805-988-7577. And of course, you can always go to her website. That's Dr. Laura, L-A-R-A, at OxnardOBGYN.com. It's right here off of Solar Drive Suite. And I'm telling you, you're going to want to be involved with this lady for your health, your beauty, and your wellness. We're going to talk a little bit about all the amazing things she does. I'm so excited to have her be a part of the Kim Pagano Show. And again, of course, we're going to talk with our first guest, Dave Butcher. Dave, are you there? Oh, sorry, Tom. Oh, we didn't even read any of our giveaways, huh? Okay, well, you know what? Hold on, Dave. I'm like so excited, okay? So can you hold on with us and you'll see all the great things that we're going to be giving away?
Absolutely.
Perfect. All right. Sorry, Tom. Throw you off there. It's a little early. I got a little extra energy this morning.
We have Pete's Breakfast House. Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce in town. 2055 East Main Street. That's in Ventura in Midtown Cafe. How about that? Go there. Grab a local organic beverage or pastry on your way to work at 2991 Loma Vista Road in Ventura. Bring your hubby some sugar. Call for your share of Rolling Pin Donuts, located on Las Posas Road in Camarillo. Urbane Cafe for a healthy gourmet brunch, located at 4960 Telephone Road. That's Ventura 2. Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Visit the cocktail bar for a midday lunch break. Town Center Drive in Oxnard. You can check out Elite Theater's Men of Tortuga, playing through May 15th. That's located on Victoria Avenue in Oxnard. And coming up April 24th, we have the Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off Classic Car Show. That's at Canal Creek North Park. That's a blast. Been there for years. And you can also have another big blast, and that's at Surf and Suds Beer Festival happening May 21st in Ventura.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Tom. And again, our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is call and leave us your name and number. We don't take the first caller. We don't take the 10th caller. We take all of your calls, and everybody wins. And we always have so many things to give away. So we're so excited for you to be here. Welcome, Dave Butcher. And as we're doing this, let's just put out there a couple passes. We've got a couple pairs of Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off. And, of course, that's this Sunday. I'm so excited to be a part of that again. Dave, you'll tell us, how many years has this been going on?
This has been going on for, I believe, our 40th year.
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. So, Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show located at Canoa Creek North Park. And we're so excited to be a part of it. Call in right now, 805-419-0008. And welcome, Dave. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And what are we going to find this year?
Well, I've been a member of the Rotary since 2008. And we have a real big, exciting show coming out on Sunday. We got three stages of live music, roaming entertainers. We have almost 100 cars in the Classic Car Show. And it's put on by the Thousand Oaks Rotary and the Canoe Valley. Rotary. And it starts at 11 a.m. Caneo Creek North through 6 p.m. And it is a great event for all for almost a dozen local organizations.
I love
it. All proceeds go to those local organizations.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about that. I love that each one of these organizations get bigger and better every year. And so I like that this, you know, I drag my husband to everything, but this one is going to have chili and cars. Can't get any better than that, right?
It's men are in heaven.
I know, exactly. So, okay, so first of all, I'm just going to kind of, you know, I'm like one of those chili, spicy is my flavor, okay?
My kind
of
girl.
Okay, do you like spicy too?
I like spicy girls,
okay,
yes.
Girl. I like it. Dr. Laura, what's your style of
same
chili?
Same way, I like a little flavor from the Mexican style. Ooh, so that kinda,
okay. Yeah, okay,
Tom. Cilantro.
Always spicy.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right, Dave, what's yours?
I enjoy the spicy also. The
oh, okay. All right. So we all like a little kick to our life, right?
Definitely.
I love it. All right. So is it going to be people entering the chili? Like, you know, do we get to vote on it? Is it like people's choice and all that? I think that's how it was last year, right?
Yes. Currently, we have almost 40 cooks.
Oh, my gosh, I love that. Okay, perfect.
And we have chili taste. You buy, go out and you buy chili tickets.
Okay.
And you go around and you taste the different chilies, and you are allowed to vote on which chili you like the best. So there is the judge. We have judges sanctioned by the International Chili Society, and they vote on the best chili, best red, green, and we also have salsa. And then the people that show up at the chili cook-off, they vote on their favorite chili, people's choice, and also on the booze, on how they decorate the booze.
Wait, okay, that's
my kind of party now. I'm there.
I knew you would want to go, you guys. I told you.
I didn't hear that part before.
yeah. Wow, so they vote on the booze, too. Okay. All right, so are there activities for kids?
Oh, yes, we got a huge kid zone. We got the petting zoo. We have inflatable rides to the kids can play on, and that's all located all within the same area. Over the past several years, we've been on Caneo Creek South in the soccer field, and so now we've moved over to the north side of the park behind the Thousand Oaks Library, and we feel it's a much nicer setting and atmosphere, a lot more shade for everybody. People can bring their lawn chairs in and just sit around and enjoy the atmosphere and enjoy the events going on, enjoy the live music that's going to be happening all day long.
There you go. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now and starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. We are talking about Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off, and it starts at 11 o'clock till 6 all day long. And so should people bring their chairs?
Yeah, well, we have the Caneo Creek North has two large pavilions with built-in seating that will have the stages at those pavilions, but there is plenty of grass area for people to sit around under the shade of the trees and in the area. Now, I also like to mention that parking is still going to take place on Caneo Creek South.
Okay.
By the soccer field.
Okay,
and we have shuttle buses, and
nice.
People can easily walk across the street. That's a $5 parking. Free parking, however, is up on Avenida de los Flores at the Equestrian Center. And we have a shuttle bus there to bring people down to the Flores entrance into the park.
Wow,
and
I
so
love
there's,
that.
There's a great option for people that, you know, don't want to spend the money for parking, because this is Southern California. We don't like to pay for parking. So there's that option.
Okay, very good. So let me ask you, how much are tickets? And is there a VIP center or anything like that?
Yeah, we do have a VIP availability.
Okay.
For VIP parking and VIP tent. Regular general admission tickets are $12. Kids under 10 are free.
Okay.
But also on the internet, Caneo Deals is offering tickets for $8.50.
Oh.
And that $8.50 includes chili tasting tickets.
Oh, wow.
That is a deal.
They always do a good job over there, Wendy. Mm-hmm. I am always like going, okay, how do we? She's been on my show plenty of times. Good job. All right. So again, for anybody that is interested in something to do this Sunday, tomorrow, I'm telling you, it's going to be a great time. Now, does VIP start the same time, 11 to 6? You're just in a different tent, or are you just able to go into?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so
different tent, different entrance.
Okay, perfect. 11 to 6 this Sunday. Tomorrow. And for more information, of course, you can go to www.chili slash, is that slash or underscore? Is that how you say it?
No, it's www.chili
dash okay cook-off.com. Yeah. Oh, I tell you. Okay, perfect. Well, anyways, I am really excited. It's all over our newsletter. It's all over. I've been giving away tickets on Facebook. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, so you could be able to, attend the 40th annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show, too. Where do all the funds go?
The funds go back to local community organizations like MANA and Caneo Hospice and Many Mansions.
Nice.
Several organizations in the local community.
Well, great. I want to thank you again for everything that you guys do. And of course, I can't wait. It's going to be another amazing event. And I'm so excited to be a part of it.
It's an awesome time.
Yep. Thank you so much, Dave. And thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you, Kim.
You got it. All right. Again, call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008 for tomorrow. And, of course, that is the Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show. I'd love to get you guys tickets there. And, of course, that is going to be at the Caneo Creek Park North in Thousand Oaks and 11 to 6. I hope to see you there. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Adrian Laura. We're going to be talking about, liposuction, huh? Okay. Well, actually, there's all these things she does, amazing services. And if you have been on the edge of your seat or maybe just, I do hair. I get so many people that ask me, do you know somebody you could recommend? I'm telling you, I'm recommending Dr. Adrian Laura. And of course, that's at Celebrating Women's Center HD. Is that right? No, HD. No. Anyway,
the liposuction is HD.
HD. Okay, uh-huh. We're going to find out about that. Anyway, Celebrating Women's Center. And of course, her phone number, she's local right here in Oxnard, 805-988-7577. 988-7577. Dr. Laura at OxnardOBGYN.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, granite, quartz, porcelain, marble, and travertine tile and slabs. Their granite slabs and prefab countertop liquidation sale has been extended through March. They're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefab countertops in slab yard with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call them today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit them online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. They'll help you make your dream home a reality. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor, Fisherman's Wharf, provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Men of Tortuga, a comedy thriller that tells a compelling story of greed, power, bourbon, and barbarism, playing April 15th through May 15th. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
Did you know that the number one killer of babies is premature birth? In the U.S., 1 in 10 babies are born too soon, and an early birth may have lifelong health problems. Help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects by supporting our local March of Dimes event. Get a team together, fundraise, and walk at this year's Ventura County March for Babies, taking place at Caneo Creek North Park in Thousand Oaks, Saturday, May 14th. We need your help to give every baby a fighting chance. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, Chad, Tom, me,
yes.
And of course, Dr. Adrian Lohr is here. Chad, do you want to just do a little mention out there?
Yeah, absolutely. Today, April 23rd, Help Kim and Ventura Water support our Planet with Earth Day EcoFest from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Ventura Beachfront Seaside Promenade Park and Surfers Point Boardwalk. Wow, that's a mouthful.
I know. You did an awesome job. See, I knew you would be awesome at that.
Parking
so, yeah.
is $5, but valet bike parking is free. Go green.
There you go. Ride your bike there, right?
Right?
I love it. Ventura Water is one of our advertisers, sponsors. I love what they're doing. It's all about really just getting that water conscious out there. And so thank you so much for sharing that.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's been so beautiful lately.
Oh,
I mean,
my gosh.
Taking that bike ride. Can you imagine?
No. I mean, that's perfect.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. And make sure you wear your helmet. Right? I know.
There's the mother in you.
I know.
Good
I
point.
Can't help
Good point.
It. You know, I'm telling you, one of my son's races, and I always say, you break your head, you're dead. Dr.
You
Laura.
Know?
Okay, come
there
on,
you
right?
Go.
So, anyways, all right. Welcome, Dr. Adrian Lohr. And of course, I'm so excited to share you with everyone out there. Tell us a little bit about who you are and your passion and kind of your practice and just, you know, what do you love doing, you know?
Well, thanks for the forum. I'm a board certified obstetrician gynecologist who was born and reared in Oxnard, California, but went off to Boston for my training at Boston University, and then I trained at Harvard and stayed there for 9 years teaching. I came back to Oxnard, my hometown, 10 years ago and opened the practice Celebrating Women. And
love the name.
Oh, it's
love
just,
the name.
I actually held it over in Boston too. People used to laugh at me, but it's been around in my heart and in my soul for that length of time. So I've been back in the county for 10 years. Celebrating Women Center celebrates women. It does treat them more than just a patient. We treat them mentally, spiritually, physically. I like to tell my patients, you're more than just a pap smear.
Okay, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, and so they know that because I think all of it contributes to a woman's well-being or a patient's well-being is understanding a woman's story and understanding what they bring to the office when they come in. So it's very important for me to know my patients. I did a survey with patients in Boston. What is it you want from a gynecologist? And hands down, they wanted a relationship. They wanted patients. They wanted their doctor to know them, to know who they were, to know a little bit about them. And I think that we succeed with that from the minute they walk in the door. We were very careful about choosing our staff to have this vision that when a woman walks in the door or a patient walks in the door, that they feel safe, they feel cared for, and they feel respected. And the feedback that we get from the patients is that they feel that way. I listen a lot to my patients. It's important what they have to say to me, whether it be about their care or whether it would be about what they think I should be doing.
They tell me
that. So that's my segue into the fact that we've been doing aesthetics now actively for 5 years at the practice because patients would say to me, Dr. Lohr, why don't you do Botox? Or Dr. Lohr, why don't you do this?
They do. You know, as a hairstylist, okay, and a hair therapist, people, you know, like, okay, lashes or, you know, it just progressively goes, yeah, all right, I'll take a class on that, you know, and I like to try it on me first. I always do everything. On me first. I don't. Maybe you
well,
can't
I'm still
do that,
trying
right?
to figure but, out. No, I'm still trying to figure out how I can do my own liposuction.
I know. I was going to say.
There you
yeah.
go. When you find that out, let me know.
Exactly.
I haven't figured that out yet.
I do want to say I find it admirable that you, with all your background, Boston,
yeah.
everything like that, you actually came back to your hometown. What I want to bring that up because I think that's amazing that you come back to your community.
Yeah.
And you're giving back so much.
Yeah.
What made you want to come back? What
well,
was
like,
it?
I was drawn back. There were personal reasons truthfully a breakup in a marriage, and I stayed at Harvard for 4 years because Harvard is very titillating.
It was,
you know, it's the creme de la creme, and in Boston, medicine is, it's the medical mecca, and so it was very, very strong there. And I have a son who at that time was 11 years old. My entire family is here, so it was a family draw. I'm from a large Hispanic family. I'm the eldest of 9 children.
Wow. Oh my
gosh. So I have 8 brothers and sisters. So my son Zachary had 27 first cousins. So
wow.
It was a draw. It's hard to be 3,000 miles away without family support. And so when I came back, after I took a year off to be with Zach and then started the practice. And I tell my patients now, I am going to live and die in Oxnard, and I'm so happy about it. I'm so happy
to be here.
Well,
you're embraced by your family and, of course, all of your following.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they said I couldn't do – I remember doctors saying, you're not going to do it in Oxnard. You're not going to draw patients. But we draw patients from – with the liposuction practice, we've drawn from Alaska. We've drawn from San Francisco. We've drawn from San Diego. With my GYN practice, we've had patients who have moved as far as San Diego and still come back to me for their annual pap smear.
Well,
once
you find a doctor
– okay. Will tell you.
Okay.
Listen to Kim.
Once you find a doctor, it's kind of, I'm going to just even say with, you really don't want to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a connection that they start to know who you are and they feel that comfort. So I really just want to say, if anybody's out there and hasn't found a doctor that you're making that connection, you're missing out. I'm telling you, you're missing out. You need to give Dr. Laura a call. Okay, so now I'm going to kind of talk about, obviously, those are all like, I call them the responsible list, you know, pap smear, mammogram,
right. All
the stuff that we should and have to do. And I just got asked to be the honorary chair for Making Strides Against Breast Cancer.
Oh, you told me.
And
that's
for
exciting.
Venture and Thousand Oaks. And I thank them for honoring me to be that. But, you know, there are things that we need to make sure our bodies are working. And, you know, as me as a ever bunny, okay, I like, you know, when your battery starts to come out, you're like, okay, wait, what's going on with my body? So I really want to just say to all my friends out there, find somebody. And I really recommend Dr. Laura. Find somebody that's going to honor and care for you so that you can have your best life. And there's things that, you know, maybe you weren't taught or talked to or anything like that, but there's things that we need to do, right? Vitamins and just life.
Absolutely.
So saying all that, that's all the stuff that let's just go for a second and talk about how often should we have our mammograms?
Mammograms still are an annual procedure after 40. If there's a first-degree relative, a mother or a sister who has had any kind of abnormality in her breast, then at 35, that's a little bit insurance as well as American Cancer Society and medical study dictated. So that and the self-breast exam are still the two things that we have that have helped to detect early breast cancer. And believe me, in my practice, I do. I tell women when they do their exam and to do it just when they think about it, because we did a head-to-head study with women who had the plastic placard in their shower and they were doing their breast exam every time they showered. But the women like myself who think, oh, it's time to do a breast exam. I haven't done it for a while. When we slash marked how frequently we did it, it wound up being about every 6 weeks. And so that's fair. So do your breast exam whenever you think of it. I tell patients their breast tissue feels like oatmeal. You don't want any grapes or diamonds in your oatmeal.
Oh, perfect. Okay,
there you
great.
Go.
Pap smears.
Bring
talk
it back to food.
About,
I love it.
I love you, Chad. Oh,
we're
God.
Glad you're here to add
I
the
know.
Male perspective.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you
the
go.
The pap smear story has changed in 2012, 2013. They realigned the standards for that so that the first pap smear is supposed to start at 21. Personally, I like the first gynecologic experience to be around 18. 18-year-old women are usually still at home with their parents, and they can come with a mother's arm around them to meet the gynecologist. They don't necessarily need a pap smear till they're 21, but at least their mother can introduce them to a women's health specialist. Now, pap smears, we recognize that abnormal pap smears are caused by HPV or human papilloma virus. It's now standard of practice to test every woman from 30 to 65 for HPV. Should she test positive, she needs a pap smear every year. Should she test negative for 2 years in a row, she can go without a pap smear for a couple of years.
Wow.
But she still needs to come in and have me do the physical exam so that I can talk to her. Again, remember, she's more than just a pap smear. Talk to her about how things are going, how her diet's going, check any labs that might be pertinent to her health and maintenance of her good health, optimal health.
Wow, some That's really good health tips here. We're going to just have Dr. Laura be our health tip.
Anytime. I love what I do.
Could you tell?
You know, I hear this and I thank God I'm a man.
Yeah, trust me, you guys. You know, I know we bear the children.
You bear the world.
We bear the
world.
Well,
men are the protectors and providers, and we're the nurturers, is how I see it. It's in our DNA, and I'm real happy with that. You can protect and provide for me.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get down to the fun stuff, okay?
And I'm having so much fun with this. It's really a deal. And we're talking about liposuction. We started about 4.5 years ago. It came from listening to my patients telling me, Dr. Laura, why don't you do liposuction? And I was thinking about it, and I had been doing procedures, small surgeries in my office since the 1990s at Harvard when it became very trendy to do that, and we were doing procedures like permanent sterilization, endometrial ablation, LEAP procedures on the cervix, a bunch of surgical procedures. So it seemed feasible that we could do it in our office. It wasn't that big a deal, but apparently it was around Ventura County because they were taking patients to surgery centers, putting them to sleep. So I did a lot of research, both on the procedure as well as the machinery. It took me about 2.5 years to discover a machine that was built in Belgium. In the year 2000, I acquired it in 2010, and this machine uses the safest method for removing fat from under the skin. It uses vibration.
Oh.
There's not laser, which burns. There's not ultrasound that doesn't work. There's nothing freezing about it, which is, to me, scientifically, these are not the correct method. I wanted something that I felt scientifically was sound, safe, and effective for women. And what it is, if you can imagine having a magic wand going into the fat under your skin, and the fat is the kind of fat that if you pinch and can feel something, that's what I'm removing. And the wand is...
I've got some for you.
Everybody's pinching in the studio now.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the wand is going around and around in a vibratory fashion so that not only stimulates retraction, it also stimulates retraction, causes collagen production to be enhanced, but it makes for a very even removal. So you're not just going in a straight line back and forth. You're going in a vibration that sets out over a centimeter, so you're covering the space that you went over before. So this makes for a very good outcome. My machine doesn't require a limit on BMI, so you can be any size. The earliest lipo I've done was on a 23-year-old. The oldest patient was 75.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to hold that thought because we need to take a really quick break.
Sure.
But when we come back, I want to find out, is there pain? What's the, okay, all those kind of things.
You.
Yeah,
okay.
So I'm really excited.
All right, super.
Again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And of course, we're talking with Dr. Adrienne Laura. We're talking about celebrating women. And of course, that's Celebrating Women's Center for Health, Beauty, and Wellness. Her phone number is 805-988-7577. 988-7577. You can also call, look at her website, and Dr. Laura, Laura, at OxnardOBGYN.com. We would love to give something away. And of course, I would love to do, let's see. We've actually got some Suds, Surf and Suds Beer Festival coming up, and that's happening in May 21st, in Ventura, of course, and last year was great fun, so I'd love to give away a couple passes to that. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are your chili taste buds ready? It's just about time for the 40th annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show. Mark your calendars for Sunday, April 24th. The extravaganza will be held at Conejo Creek Park North at Thousand Oaks from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and is presented by the Rotary Clubs of Thousand Oaks and the Conejo Valley. Visit the Kids Zone and enjoy the music, food, and classic cars. Kids 10 and under are free, and win tickets to the Chili Cook-Off here on the Kim Pagano Show. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Okay.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom and Chad. And of course, Dr. Laura. And Dr. Laura is from Celebrating Women Center. She is a OBGYN, but so much more. It's kind of like me, you know.
Yeah.
All women are so much more. So are men, okay.
Yeah,
he's like, okay,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But of course, in our break, we were talking about liposuction, and you actually do men too, right? So
yeah,
let's talk
we
about
do.
That.
We do. We've done over, I've done over 560 cases. Of those, over 100 of them have been men. And there's probably a couple of prototypes on the men that come in, okay? One is the military. The military has a requirement of measurement that you need to meet to stay in shape in order to receive your transfers or your promotions. So we have military men who come in and ask for removal of inches. I've had trainers, a lot of trainers, mostly for love handles because there's no
that's
muscle.
The key word, love handles, right there.
I know.
Thought I'd throw that
she
out
had
there.
Me at love handles.
Yeah. There you go. I know.
Yeah.
Do,
you can't,
does it bug men as much with love handles as much as
I can't, no. I got them. They need to go.
Yeah.
So.
But you know what? You can't, the trainers that I've done have told me you can't flex your love handles.
You can't. And they
so
are,
it's
and they
like
are
you
the
can
last thing
up.
To go, no matter how much weight you lose, anything, they're the last thing to go. If you
right.
have them.
And he's talking about the perfect candidate. There's two candidates for liposuction. One is the person who actually wants more of a debulking. There's extra weight. The women, the patients I've had usually have come to me, Dr. Laura, can you take off some of this weight? Which ironically they ask, so I won't be embarrassed to go to the gym. And so we take off an amount of weight. So, and it's true. You have
right.
to honor one's perspective is one's reality. And so you have to honor that perspective. And the other patient is someone like you who says, I've been working out at the gym. I honor my body.
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, well.
No, but it is true.
It's not
okay,
going to come off.
Yeah,
there's certain
yeah.
areas that won't come off.
Yeah.
On men, it's the love handles. On women,
yes.
it's the softness in the belly, especially if they've had children.
C-sections.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you do that? Okay,
yes.
Is that something that helps?
Yeah. Patients complain in C-section where the incision is that the abdomen hangs over that. They call it the C-section shelf. So we can go underneath and smooth that out.
Okay,
yeah.
So the big question, how painful is this for our beauty? We do have to, you know, beauty is...
Pain is beauty.
Yes.
Beauty is pain.
Well, you ask any woman as I'm injecting the Botox, what is... Women do seek beauty with a vengeance. As do men now. The most common man I have for Botox is a 35-year-old male who's a bartender or a salesperson or works in the auto industry and says, I have to look happy and rested all the time.
Yeah.
So we do have those people. So going back to liposuction, the difference in my liposuction is, again, in listening to patients, they didn't want to go under, as they said.
And this doesn't make you
An oral sedation that we actually devised at Harvard. Three of my colleagues and I, one night, we were waiting for someone to deliver, and we all talked about how much we were doing in our office, and what do you use? And we hit the computers, and we came up with a cocktail that I've been using for 20 years and have shared nationally as I talk with other doctors, and I do train other doctors on liposuction too. I share that with the doctors I train. And it's a combination of an anti-anxiety, an anti-nausea, anti-inflammatory, and then a pain medication.
Sounds like a good time.
I love it. I knew you'd like that.
Patients ask for it afterwards. But what it does is it makes you sedate enough to sleep, but awake enough to walk. And so most of my patients sleep through the procedure. And so it also helps with a shorter recovery. So the recovery time is 4 to 7 days. You can be back to normal activity. You're back to the gym in 2 weeks. So you walk. You don't walk out of the procedure, but you could. And so the procedure is very doable. I tell patients that it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's doable. So accessible has to do with my schedule and my availability. But doable is that with patients who don't want a lot of downtime, whether they be a mother with a lot of children, a man who is the provider for the family, that sort of thing, they can do it in a short amount of time and be back to work.
How many inches can you actually take off?
On average, we take off probably 2 inches in measurement. So the interesting thing is this is not a weight loss procedure, although we do have a weight loss program at the office.
Oh, you do?
Yes,
okay,
we do.
We'll have to talk about that,
we
too.
Don't
okay.
have, it's not a weight loss. You're not going to see a difference on the scale. But what invariably the patients come back, clients come back saying is, I can see my waist again, or I can see my hips forming. Or the men say, I can see my abs. Because we remove the fat that covers that. So it's a shape forming and a sculpting. I tell patients that I suction, shape, and sculpt your body. Yeah. I just, going back to the OBGYN cross cosmetic surgeon practice, one of the things I want to say, because there's been some talk in various segments of the county, is how can you celebrate women if you're doing liposuction? Because isn't that not celebrating who they are?
I totally disagree.
I think it's making you the best you are.
Yeah. I mean, as a hair therapist, I agree that, yes, there's a fine line of naturalness, but as we enhance and I guess get older, right? We want to look good, because that's really what I stand it for, is you look good, you feel good, you do good. And it goes hand in hand. So why not go to a specialist that already knows who you are as your medical end, that you're going to take a chance to work with them on the other end. And so to me, it's an amazing.
And I don't think it's saying that you don't accept where you are with your body and you don't accept that. It's just saying if you have an opportunity to enhance it and you enjoy that and it makes you feel better.
Oh my God.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I think he's absolutely right what he says. If you enjoy that, it's not something that
you put people down for doing it.
No.
It's available. And
although
you're an
women
expert
are
at
feeling,
it.
Or patients are still feeling a little stigmatized. I'm not going to tell anyone. But I think what it is for me, it's the more global picture of my philosophy, that I think women deserve options, or men deserve options. You deserve options. If you choose this option for yourself, my responsibility as your physician is to offer you options.
Absolutely.
And so that's what I'm doing in my practice. I offer you options.
I think you're, go ahead.
I don't know anybody who gets into a smaller size. Like, I'm a 34 waist. If I go to a 32, I'm ecstatic. I mean, I'm like jumping in my pants. I'm like, look at me. Who doesn't feel good?
Feel better.
It's absolutely the truth.
I wanted to make a t-shirt with the Botox that says, when you look smooth, you feel smooth.
Because
it's true. I have a patient who comes and gets Botox, and she has 3 children under the age of 7. 2 of them are autistic. Mm. One of them wears a football helmet to protect himself. Mm. Her husband will look at her and say, babe, you need to go see Dr. Laura. You need your Botox fixed, because she feels so much better when she's not scowling at herself in the mirror. And she goes, I know it seems very vain. I go, no, it doesn't. It seems very healing. The same is true with liposuction. I think it's more than just a cosmetic procedure. And I'll tell you, given time, I'll tell you, it's more than a cosmetic procedure. It has healed lives in certain ways that I never expected. In the ability for patients to say, Dr. Laura, now that I feel better, I'm going to apply for that job. Or I've gone on a dating,
website.
And
absolutely.
I get chills, because we can see patients walking into the office. They walk in differently. They hold their head up higher. Kim, we've removed humps from the back of patients' necks, okay? And things that they felt were disfiguring. And now they feel confident enough to lead more of the life they had always wanted. And they had visualize parts of their body as being smaller. And when we create that for them, they feel confident to approach whatever hurdles they have.
So again, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we thank you so much. We are going to be here till 8 o'clock. And of course, we're talking with Dr. Adrienne Laura. We're talking about celebrating our lives, really. I mean,
yes.
You know, it's you celebrate women, but obviously now I get it. You pretty much see everybody. And I love who you are because you're so passionate about what you do. And now liposuction, is there a place on our body? I mean, is it mostly for our stomachs? Is it mostly for, you know, I mean, is there?
I like to say the most common area to be requested is the abdomen. So that's the most common area. But I like to say we do spot lipo. I've had a patient from Marina Del Rey who came in and said, I don't like this little overhang on my armpits when I go to the gym. And I said, okay, we'll do spot lipo. We'll remove those spots. We can do the chin and around the jawline, and it causes a retraction and a saved facelift. It's almost a mini facelift. We've done arms. You can do knees. I never knew patients could feel they had fat knees, but some women
we
do.
We all have our thing.
There are
you
things.
Know?
And
yeah.
That's what I realize is that men and women alike will look in the mirror and tug this back and pull this back and lift this up and imagine. If I can help them to,
oh my God,
cause
achieve,
their match, make it a reality for them,
absolutely,
then that is a form of healing.
Now, Dr. Lourdes, you were voted the favorite med spa, right, by Ventura County Star. What has set you apart from the other centers?
I think, and my marketing person has reminded me to say it was 3 years in a row, but I think what has set us apart is that we do approach the patient as a whole. We do a lot of counseling before we do any liposuction. I do a lot of teaching. A chance to touch is a chance to teach. So with the aesthetics, I do a lot of marking and teaching of patients of what I'm doing. I find out about who they are before I even touch them. I need to feel as though I know a patient. And so I think that the approach that we take in treating the patient as a whole, we do extensive follow-up after our procedures so that we see the patient 3 days later, 1 week, 2, 4, and 6. So we work as a team to achieve the best results. So I think the attention that they get, the respect that they get, and the teaching that they get in our practice, and that's from the minute they walk in the door.
I love it. All right, we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, if we could talk about Botox and all those kind of things, because I want a little more information on that, and I'm sure my listeners will too. All right, I would love to give some Men of Tortuga away, and that, of course, is over at the Elite Theater, and they're located right on Victoria Avenue in Oxnard. It's playing all the way through May 15th. I've got tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. When we come back, we're going to continue talking with Dr. Adrienne Laura. And if you have any questions or you have any interest in some of the things that we're talking about, but maybe you've been on the fence a little bit, stay with us because we're going to find out all those deep, dark secrets that I've been wanting to ask. And so we've got Dr. Laura right here in our studio. A really quick shout out. I just want to say, oh, my God, we had the best time over at the California Jazz and Wine Festival over at the Four Seasons. And I'm telling you, it was so much fun. Next year, you got to get a part of that. Also, I want to thank Ronald Reagan Library and Foundation for hosting the Big Band Dinner and Dance Tribute to the Big Band Era this last Friday. And, of course, that's another great place to be a part of. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Are your chili taste buds ready? It's just about time for the 40th Annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show.
Mark your calendars for Sunday, April 24th. The extravaganza will be held at Conejo Creek Park North of Thousand Oaks from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and is presented by the Rotary Clubs of Thousand Oaks and the Conejo Valley. Visit the Kids Zone and enjoy the music, food, and classic cars. Kids 10 and under are free, and win tickets to the Chili Cook-Off here on The Kim Pagano Show. Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Okay. Welcome. Welcome back, everybody. We're so excited in here. We're like, okay, when can we start, right? No.
I know.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well,
we were informed that it's more than 2 inches you can lose. It's actually 3 to 7.
Wow. That's even better.
So,
yes.
So, which is even better. I mean, yeah. you sold
Where
me.
Where do we sign up, right? I know. So, gosh, again, if you are just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you know, I actually didn't even do my little motivational segment. No matter how much it is, how much it gets abused, the body can restore balance. The first rule is to stop interfering with nature. And again, you know, it's about really honoring our bodies and looking the best, you know. And so we've got Dr. Laura in here to enhance our beauty. And so we're so excited to kind of like know, like, you know, sometimes you have doctors, you can only sit with them for a couple minutes. And how do we really you know, we get that time. So we've got you in here. And
you know what I like, too, is that everything you're talking about, it's just, it's not about the dollar sign. It's about really enhancing ourselves and really right. you connect with the person that you're talking to or you're with.
Well, I'm going to speak to that dollar sign because my goal was when I came back from Boston and opened the practice, I told you I've been here for 10 years, but the practice itself right now, the aesthetics has been active for
five. Can you give us the address?
Oh, yeah. We're at 1801 Solar Drive,
oh,
S-O-L-A-R,
yeah.
Like the sun, and we're suite 155. So, yeah,
perfect.
Thanks for asking. But we wanted to make it affordable. So when I worked with Tristan, who's marketing and sales manager at the office, I said to him, we need to make things affordable for the women of Ventura County and the demographic that we have here. So we looked very carefully at the prices, our prices for the injectables and the products, and we actually were able to bring the prices into a range that has been affordable, such that women have said, I always wanted Botox. I never thought I could afford it. And they've said the same about liposuction. Our prices for Botox right now are sitting at $8.50 a unit. And
how much does that get you?
Good question. So let's talk about Botox then. To do the frown would be $170.
That's so reasonable.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound affordable?
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
And it lasts
4 months now.
Four months? Oh,
$170.
My God. What if you don't want the Botox, and what's the other alternative?
Well, let's talk. Botox is going to relax the muscles that cause wrinkles.
Okay.
Filler is going to fill any gaps. And now there's filler that causes an actual facial lift.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Amazing.
So you can actually, and that's supposed to last for 18 months. So you can, depending on what your needs are, and again, listening to the patient who comes in, you come into my practice, I ask you, what do you want me to do? Look at your face in the mirror and tell me what you would like to see changed, okay? Or improved, or what bothers you, because that's why you're there. And so if you look at your face, this is the standard, and there are some areas that cross over. But anything above the nose is Botox. Anything below the nose is filler. Above the nose, we're looking at the wrinkles in the forehead. Those are those worry lines. We're looking at the mean quarterback look or the frown. And we're looking at the laugh lines on the side. So we can correct all three of those. Most people, like when they're a Botox virgin and they come in the first time, I have them come in and I say, listen, the the place that you'll get the most bang for your buck and see the most change is going to be the frown, because you'll get an elevation and a separation right above the nose. And you won't know, no one will look at you and say, oh, did you get Botox? But you will notice that you have a better look, a smoother look.
Wow.
And then, go ahead.
Go ahead. We have a couple minutes left.
I was just going to say,
I know, I'm so
excited. I have to talk about lips, because that's the thing that I've been doing more and more
of.
Oh,
okay.
Kylie Jenner, thank you, Kylie Jenner, who had four syringes of Juvederm put in.
Yes.
I usually will start off with one, and the lips are very, very safe to do, and they're very, very affordable in our practice. And I'm convincing, so I have a bimodal group. The 23-year-olds who come in and they're back two weeks later say, I need more.
I want more,
right? No, they say, I need more.
Yeah.
And then the 40-year-old women who have lines, 40 to 50, who have lines above their lips, and I tell them, let me inject the lip just one bit, and it'll smooth your look.
I love it. You know, we are at the end of the show.
No.
I can't wait to have you back in.
No.
I want to share everybody.
There's more.
Of course, we are talking with Dr. Adrienne Laura. And of course, that's L-A-R. Your phone number, so you can make an appointment. Call her. Can they come in for a free consultation, or how does that
work? All consultations are free
in my
practice.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
805-988-7577. Or go to her website, Dr. Laura, L-A-R-A, at OxnardOBGYN.com. And of course, gosh, I mean, so many things that you specialize in, and so many ways, like we talked about, that really will make you feel better, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, there is something that about, you know, looking good, feeling good, and doing good. And that kind of just really
like
goes,
that.
That's been my motto in life. So anyways, I thank you so much, Dr. Laura.
Yes,
oh, my
so
pleasure,
much.
My honor.
I can't wait to share everybody with you. We're going to keep giving some tips, and I think that would really be great for our listeners. Chad, I can't wait. I know we're at the end.
It's been a crazy day, but we have our golf tournament coming up May 16th, North Ranch Country Club. Check us out, paulworks.org.
Perfect. Can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. All right. And of course, Tom, thank you so much. Of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. It is health that is real wealth and not pieces of gold and silver. So with that.
All right. Here's to health.
There you go. All
Absolutely.
Right. Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, stay with us. We've got a whole nother hour. Just a city boy.